And we're on the fly down at the Air Show Performers Tent at the Air Operations Headquarters at EAA Air Bridge Oshkosh 2015, and every year, actually. Doreen Hillard is my co-host today. And Doreen, thanks so much for having us down here for On the Fly today. You have set up a really cool group of people for us to talk to, and we're our last segment here. We're gonna hit a number of different acts. Go ahead and help us understand who these fine folks are.
Yes, we have a wonderful group of acts here, and it is very diverse. We have Kevin Coleman here on the end. He flies an extra. And we've got Scott Scooter Yoke, who flies a P-51 Mustang, a Cadillac in the sky, they say. I guess I would say Lexus in the sky. And we've got Luca Bertosio. Welcome here to Oshkosh. I know this is your first, too, so we're happy to have you here.
Yeah, and Bill tells me that your P-51's in a little bit of disrepair. It needs a little
work. Not even close. But, yeah, it's the Mustang's a lot of upkeep, and we try to keep her looking as pretty as we can. And she's flying well and working well, knock on wood, so keep her happy.
No, it's actually gorgeous. It's a beautiful, beautiful Good. Airplane. Tell us what you're doing with the P-51 on this
I'm doing an aerobatic demonstration here at AirVenture this year, and just demonstrating the aircraft, keeping history alive, and trying to share the experience, if you will, of the World War II fighter heritage.
Very cool. And you're doing it during the air show, not during the Warbirds performance.
Correct. It's a solo act, so it's separate from the Warbirds of America.
And Scott also has done some Paul Poperesny tributes for us, which has been
nice.
A real great addition to the program here at EAA to honor our past.
That's great. And who else do we have with us, Doreen?
We have Kevin Coleman over here in the extra.
Kevin,
how's it going?
Yeah, good. How's your show going?
Oh, so far so good. I flew yesterday. The wind was pretty brutal, so that was fun to work with. But overall, it was a pretty good flight. It was an awesome crowd for a Monday at Oshkosh. So it's pretty exciting seeing this many people this early in the week. It should be a good week.
Now, tell our listeners, you know, a lot of people listening to the show are general aviation pilots, you know, that not even possibly tailwheel pilots. Tell them how you handle that strong direct crosswind that we had yesterday during the program. You go up and you're wringing yourself out doing aerobatics, and then you got to come and recover the aircraft. You got a direct crosswind blowing here at Oshkosh. What goes through your mind?
Yeah, so it was actually pretty fun yesterday with the wind. Luckily for us performers, it was an off-crowd wind, so it was a little bit easier. So throughout the whole performance, you're getting blown towards the lake, away from the crowd. So what you do is you're always looking at where you are on the ground. So we're just driving back to the 500-foot line, which is the center line of the runway, every single time. So, you know, by the time you get done with the routine, you know the wind pretty well. Halfway through the routine, you should know the wind pretty well. So the landing wasn't that big of a deal. It was a right crosswind, right to left. So I touched down right wheel first, then the left wheel, brought the tail down. It was all good, not a problem.
Is the extra a little easier possibly in the crosswind due to the type of airfoil that it has than, say, like a Piper Cub or a Champ or a Cessna 170?
The extra is, in my opinion, the best aerobatic airplane on the planet, maybe one of the best airplanes on the planet. The ailerons are really a really good authority, so you can really control what the wings are doing with the bank. So for me, the crosswind landing was pretty easy just because of how much control you have with ailerons.
I love how he sold that, you know.
That was great.
There's a lot of extras here with you performing as well.
Yeah, you know, Matt Chapman is in the new Embry-Riddle 330LX, which is a cool new airplane that Extra came out with. It's a two-seat version of my airplane, basically. And Patty Wagstaff's also flying the new 330LX. So it's a lot of cool airplanes here, a lot of cool brand-new extra. So it's pretty awesome.
They just go straight up.
Yeah,
it's
they're
amazing.
Great airplanes.
You know what's really wonderful about this, about everyone we've interviewed here, including Sammy, is that this is the next generation, you know, and this is great mentoring has been going on amongst these youngsters coming up, and it's so pleasing to see that so we can ensure our future here.
Now, how about that fellow sitting on your right over there, Doreen?
Yes.
He's doing something just a little different here.
Luca Bertosio, how are you?
Really good. I mean, I wouldn't be in anywhere else. So that's the best place to be, the best pilots in the world, and best public. So I'm really happy and honored to be here.
Now, Luca, our listeners can't see you unless they're watching the live stream. Where are you from?
I'm from Italy.
Yeah, they could tell you had an accent.
My accent is not from Texas. Somebody says that, you know.
Texas? Have you gotten that here already?
I come from Northeast Italy, near Venice. It's a little town where I grew up, and I still live, but I'm all around the world.
Somewhere by Portenone or Aviano?
Yeah, you know that.
Yes, I do.
Aviano, yeah. You got a big base.
Great wine up there.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
And flying, a lot of flying up there.
Yeah, it's my city is the base of our national aerobatic team, which is the Frecce Tricolore team. So every day I woke up, I just see them, and yeah.
That inspired you?
I feel and breathe aerobatic every day. So.
When you were a child, did that inspire you to fly?
Yeah, part of it, yeah.
You know, I was very fortunate. The Frecce Tricolore flew here many years ago.
I remember.
It was amazing. It was really, really special.
10 airplanes making really crazy maneuvers like Lomchevaka and Tailslide with the MB-339 jet airplane. So, yeah, they are cool, and they are my role model as a fighter jet team.
So how did the wind affect you yesterday?
It was tough. Yesterday was really tough. First air show, you know, a little, you know, quite pressure on myself, and then the wind blow me just away, which is good. It's better than to be blown into the people, of course. But I had to fight quite a lot.
And what are you flying in the show?
Yeah, I'm flying an unlimited glider, which is called MDM Fox. It's a two-seat glider, capable of reach like 9 positive G and 6 negative. Wow. It's quite strong glider.
From the looks of it yesterday, you were exploring all the range.
Well, yesterday I just pulled 7 and minus 5 just because of the wind, turbulence, and, you know, whatever. But usually when you are under stress, you used to pull a little bit more, or, you know, because you are not so clean and smooth. But yesterday was okay. I mean, I tried to manage my positioning and my sequence. I had a little bit to... I'm sincere to improvise a little bit at one point, just for a few maneuvers, just because of my position, but it was okay. Everything was safe. Everything worked good. So
that's awesome. Yeah. And this is your first year at Oshkosh, right?
First ever, yeah.
And what have you done in the past before coming here to Oshkosh?
Well, I started flight at 11 years old with a friend of mine who brought me in the air, of course. Then at 16, I got my first license. Want to be an airline pilot, but then I found glider aerobatics, glider aerobatics found me, something like that. And then I got my glider license. I won 2 national championships a few weeks after. And next year I was in the world championship. I got my 2nd place overall. And in 2012 I got 4 FIA gold medals and being world champion. So
wow, congratulations.
Then came citizen, and now I'm a Red Bull pilot, so everything... It's going good.
What are you flying in the races?
Right now in Europe, I got a Zwift S1, which is a single seat glider designed just for aerobatic. There are only 24 existing in the world. And it's a plus 10 and minus 7.5 G, really strong and really fast on the roll to be a glider, of course. And that's the best airplane to do what I'm doing.
Well, and it's kind of unique, isn't it, to have this type of performance?
Absolutely. Again, you know, the diversity of the show this year is really great. We've had a lot of different acts. I really would be interested to see when Kevin first came to Oshkosh, just as a spectator first.
Let's see. My first year at Oshkosh was 1995. Mm-hmm. And this is my 16th year in a row to be here, actually. So
great.
It's awesome to see where everything's came and how much bigger AirVenture is now compared to what it was then. And it's an awesome thing to be a part of because it's been my dream since I was 3 years old to be here. So it's been awesome.
Wonderful. How about you, Scott?
I actually never came as a spectator. My first time coming here was 2004 with my family's T-34 where we flew in the Warbird Air Show. So 2004 was my first year. Started coming every year after and only missed 1 year, so ever since then.
So the Warbird Air Show is a totally different world compared to what's going on
up
here.
It is. It's mass formations. It's every type of aircraft out there. It could easily become controlled chaos, but it's actually incredibly organized. Like it's the guys that put in the work to design those shows, they need some sort of award because, you know, you have 100-plus aircraft that are flying over top and there's never been an incident. So
Yeah. Well, that's because you do something that you do in every venue, including down here in the air show area, and that is briefings, briefings, briefings.
Absolutely. Fly the plan, plan the flight. So.
Fly the plan, plan the flight.
I'm interested to see when you're flying, all three of you, this week. Scott, what days do you know?
Tomorrow and Sunday.
Wonderful.
So that'd be Wednesday and Sunday.
Wednesday and Sunday, correct.
Kevin, what other days?
Yeah, so I flew Monday, which was yesterday, and I fly Saturday and Sunday.
Okay. Luca, when is your next performance?
Tomorrow evening, at Twilight.
The Twilight Air Show. We don't want to miss that.
Yeah, me neither. So yeah. No, I'm joking. And then Saturday and Sunday, day and night show again.
Great.
So
that's great. That's going to be great.
Something really to look forward to.
So, Doreen, we're just about to wrap up on the fly down here in the Air Show Performers Tent. I want to thank you for hosting us. Mm-hmm. Is there anything else that you'd like to tell our listeners about what they can expect from the air operations end at AirVenture?
I'd just like to say that this has always been in my heart. I've seen a lot of changes, and I just feel like everything is going in a great direction, as you had mentioned earlier, and I just love being a very tiny part of it and want to host you guys and make sure you have everything you need to do a flight safe show, and that's our primary objective here in this Air Operations Center, is that we have a safe show, but we also have a lot of fun. It is family. And we're all in this together. So I appreciate you asking me to co-host. Thank you, Jeff.
Well, and I appreciate you co-hosting. I couldn't have asked for a better co-host today. You can keep that microphone.
Thank you.
It's a souvenir. No. Well, you're going to need it again next year.
Oh, boy. I think I have a new job. Another new job at Oshkosh.
Are they piling up? Do they?
Yes, but, you know, they say, you know, my plate is too full. You just get a bigger plate.
You just get a bigger plate. Someone else brings it to you, I'm sure.
I don't know about that.
Here you go, Doreen. Here's a bigger plate. Let's fill it. Well, we all, you know, all of us here at EAA, for the most part, are volunteers.
Yep.
And we all love the same thing, and that's aviation. Whether you're a performer here, whether you're, you know, cleaning the grounds, doesn't matter. A lot of people are here just because they love this show, and of course, we love to watch you guys perform. And we know that the performers put a lot of effort into the preparation, a lot of expense to maintain those beautiful airplanes. And the public just loves it. So thanks for what you guys are doing. Big hand of applause for the performers and the performers area and air operation here at Oshkosh. 2015, if you're not here, then you should be. Get in your car. Get in your plane. Book a last-minute airline ticket, get a rental car, ride your bicycle, it doesn't matter. Get to Oshkosh for AirVenture 2015. We'd love to see you. There's a lot of people here. Join the family. Right, Doreen?
Absolutely. You don't want to miss it.
So tomorrow on the fly, we are going to be down in Warbirds. It's Warbirds Wednesday tomorrow. We have a special treat for you joining their in-review program down there with an F-22 Raptor pilot. It's going to be very cool tomorrow down there. I really should say up in the north end, up in Warbirds in the North 40. We're gonna hit it today. We've been down here at Air Show Performers Tent on the fly. J-Mont G, have a great one. We'll see you tomorrow. You're listening to EAA Radio.